Welcome to the Deep Dive Learner. Today, we have a single, highly technical text file to go through titled simply tbp.md.
Yeah, and I mean, if the math inside this document is actually correct, it means every eureka moment in human history wasn't a random stroke of genius at all.
Right, or like a lucky discovery.
Yeah,
it was actually a perfectly predictable, mathematically engineerable collapse.
Which completely upends how we think about progress, you know? We're usually taught to look at innovation as this, well, like a treasure hunt.
Oh, for sure. You wander around in the dark until you just happen to stumble upon a completely new idea.
Exactly. But the theory of breakthrough programming, which is what TPP stands for, it argues that we shouldn't be wandering at all.
Not even a little bit.
No, it provides a literal meta framework, like a blueprint, that's designed to be attached to an AI system to literally force breakthroughs on demand.
It is basically an instruction manual for turning an AI from a machine that, you know, just matches patterns into this relentless engine of discovery.
It really is.
And for you, the listener, whether you are trying to solve some massive, complex engineering problem, or, I don't know, you just hit a wall in your personal projects, we're going to unpack this together.
Because while the source material is extremely dense with algorithmic protocols and math.
Oh, yeah. Very heavy on the math.
The underlying philosophy of how true innovation actually happens is just mind blowing.
It really is.
Right.
But to even begin applying this framework, we kind of have to throw out our standard definitions, right?
Yeah. The first major shift in this document is abandoning the idea of discovery entirely, like just throwing it out.
Which is wild.
In the TBP, a breakthrough is categorized as a collapse event.
Okay, let's unpack this because I found that so counterintuitive when I first read it. I mean, if a breakthrough isn't finding something new, what exactly is a collapse event?
So think about the concept of entropy, which in this context, it means chaos, uncertainty, or just having an overwhelming number of possible answers.
Like too many variables floating around.
Right. According to the framework, an AI navigates what it calls a question space. It isn't looking for an answer. It is searching for a very specific question that has a high collapse potential.
And the math here refers to that as a high delta I.
Yeah. Exactly. When the AI finds that one specific question, the uncertainty in the entire system drops to zero. The chaos crystallizes into a new order. So innovation is really just extreme entropy reduction.
Okay, let me try to visualize this.
Yeah.
Because initially, I was thinking about this like a jigsaw puzzle. Usually we think of a breakthrough as, you know, finding that one missing piece under the couch.
The classic eureka moment.
Yeah. But under this framework, it's more like, well, imagine putting a jumbled pile of puzzle pieces onto a specialized acoustic plate.
Oh, that's an interesting way to look at it.
Right. And you sweep the audio frequency higher and higher until suddenly, bam, the pieces just automatically slide together into a perfect geometric pattern.
That is actually a phenomenal way to describe it. It's engineered resonance, not random chance.
Yeah.
You aren't manually adding a new piece to the picture. You are applying a specific frequency that forces the existing pieces to organize into a vastly superior state.
It's so cool.
And the TBP is basically a strict sequence of operations for engineering that exact resonance.
But, I mean, before you can tune that frequency, the system has to realize the current state is actually broken.
Which makes total sense. If you think the current picture is fine, you have literally no reason to mess with it.
So the system has to detect what the framework calls stagnation. It has to realize that the current way of doing things is just totally exhausted. This brings us to Module 1.
And this might be the most universally applicable part of the entire theory. Because in any field, you know, tech, business, science, we constantly mistake grinding for progressing.
Yes. Grinding does not equal progress.
Right. And the TBP defines stagnation mathematically. It's not just, oh, we're working hard. It's a state where incremental improvements are yielding severe diminishing returns.
And the text lists a few specific red flags for this, which I thought were fascinating.
Yeah, let's go through them.
One is the entropy plateau. This is where the system just stops learning. The uncertainty stops decreasing, even when you are, like, throwing exponentially more compute power at the problem.
And then there is question saturation. That happens when the system keeps generating new inquiries, but none of the answers actually provide any new value or clarify the model.
It's just generating noise at that point.
Exactly. Just pure noise.
I also noticed the oscillation pattern.
Mm-hmm.
That's when performance metrics just repeat in a loop. Like the AI tweaks a parameter, accuracy goes up a fraction, it tweaks another, accuracy drops back down.
Like a pendulum.
Yeah. It's just pacing back and forth without ever converging on a better solution.
And that leads directly to the ultimate signal, which is diminishing returns on scale. Right. Adding millions more data points or parameters suddenly gives you like a tiny fraction of a percent of improvement.
Wait, hold on. I have to challenge this premise, though.
Go for it.
Because if you look at the tech industry today, especially with large language models, throwing massive amounts of compute and data at a plateau is basically the entire business model right now.
It really is.
So is the TBP essentially saying that this grind phase, you know, building bigger and bigger data centers for these tiny gains, is just a massive waste of time, like grinding for points in a video game, but you stop leveling up?
What's fascinating here is that it actually views it as a mathematical trap.
A trap?
Yeah. The framework treats this exact scenario, this high uncertainty and low progress, as a vital signal. Uncertainty as a signal.
Oh, wow.
When an AI hits that wall where it can no longer improve its metrics through scale, the TBP doesn't say, let's build a bigger server farm. It says, the paradigm is dead. A breakthrough is urgently needed.
So stagnation isn't a failure in this model. It's the required trigger to move to the mutation phase.
Exactly. It's the system saying, okay, time to change the rules.
So if grinding on the same path is mathematically proven to fail, how does the system actually force a new path? I mean, it does something that would normally crash a traditional computer. It injects a paradox.
This is the core engine of the entire framework, Module 2, the mutation layer.
Right.
To force the system out of its stagnant state, like to knock it out of that local maximum it's stuck in, the AI deliberately introduces a logical contradiction into the problem it's trying to solve.
Now, wait. If I feed my laptop a paradox, like the classic, this statement is false, it's going to throw an error code or just completely freeze. A paradox is a glitch. Why wouldn't advanced architecture feed itself poison on purpose?
Because in breakthrough programming, a paradox is actually defined as a high-energy question state.
Okay.
It's not an error, it's the fuel. A paradox forces the system to hold two completely conflicting truths at the exact same time. And since the AI is programmed to reduce entropy, it just cannot accept the contradiction.
It hates chaos.
Right. It has to build a mathematical bridge over it. And the framework actually breaks down a whole taxonomy of different paradoxes you can inject to force different types of bridges to be built.
The taxonomy is wild. Let's walk through some of these, because the first one is a self-reference paradox, like the liar paradox I just mentioned.
Yeah.
If the AI is stagnant, injecting self-reference forces the system into recursive expansion. It has to look at its own learning process, which triggers meta learning.
Then there's the infinity loop, which is based on Zeno's paradox.
Remind me, that's the one about walking across a room.
Yeah, Zeno's paradox is the ancient philosophical idea that to walk across a room, you first have to walk halfway, then half of that remaining distance, and so on, infinitely.
Right.
If you force a neural network to model an infinite division of space, it breaks its assumption that it needs finite layers. To resolve the paradox, the AI has to invent mathematical workarounds.
Which leads to things like infinite width limits or neural differential equations. It's literally forcing the math to mutate. There is also the vagueness boundary, inspired by the Sorites paradox. That's the idea that if you remove one grain of sand from a heap, it's still a heap, until suddenly it isn't. Where is the boundary?
Right. And forcing an AI to solve a vagueness boundary breaks hard binary logic. It forces the system to invent continuous representation.
Oh, so like.
That is how you derive fuzzy logic or soft attention mechanisms. You make the AI comfortable with the gray area.
That makes total sense. And my favorite one from the text is the causality loop, based on the grandfather paradox from, you know, time travel logic.
Oh, yeah, that one is great.
If you force the AI to process an output that seemingly dictates its own prior input, you force the system to model time. The AI has to invent recurrent architectures or backpropagation through time just to keep the contradiction from crashing its logic.
Let's actually ground this in a real-world scenario from the text just to see how it works in practice.
Good idea.
Imagine the stagnant assumption is one we hold very dearly right now in the industry. A larger model with more data always performs better.
Right. That is absolutely the prevailing dogma. So following the framework, the AI injects a direct contradiction right into that assumption. It introduces the Occam's razor paradox.
Mm-hmm.
A smaller model can outperform a larger model on the exact same data.
And to a traditional scaling system, that computes is absolute nonsense. I mean, it contradicts the baseline physics of the architecture.
But the text points out that when human researchers essentially injected this exact paradox into their work, it triggered massive real-world breakthroughs. Things like the lottery ticket hypothesis.
Yes, perfect example.
For you, the listener, that's the discovery that inside a massive, energy-hungry neural network, there's often a tiny, sparse subnetwork that does all the actual heavy lifting.
Mm.
If you can find that winning ticket, you can prune away the giant model and get the exact same result with a fraction of the compute.
Exactly. By forcing the AI to reconcile those two contradictory truths that large models are necessary, but small models work better, you force a mutation. You create pruning-based efficiency.
But, like I pointed out earlier, just dropping a paradox into a system sounds like a recipe for chaos. The AI still needs a way to actually navigate from that contradiction to the working solution. You can't just hand an AI a riddle and expect it to spit out a Nobel Prize.
No, definitely not. How does the system chart a path through the contradiction? It uses an algorithm referred to in modules 3 and 4 as ODECCT question space navigation.
Okay, let's translate that alphabet soup for a second.
Fair enough. Think of an ordinary differential equation, or an ODE. It's a mathematical way to track continuous change over time.
Like tracking a rocket's trajectory.
Right. But in this framework, the AI uses differential equations not to track physical movement, but to chart a continuous trajectory through a space made entirely of questions. It's looking for the minimal sequence of questions that will smoothly resolve the paradox.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Going back to my acoustic plate metaphor, the ODECCT algorithm is essentially the hand on the dial.
Yeah.
It's slowly, continuously sweeping the frequency up and down, mathematically tracking how the puzzle pieces vibrate, looking for the exact frequency where they snap together. It's navigating a maze made of paradoxes.
Yes, and when it hits that resonant frequency, the framework triggers what it calls the collapse mechanism. The system undergoes a phase transition. The old, stagnant paradigm just vanishes and the new rules take over.
Wow.
And what is brilliant is how the framework maps out the specific conditions that dictate what kind of breakthrough you actually get.
Yeah, it's highly categorized. If the AI successfully resolves the paradox, it outputs a new algorithm. But if the system detects a limit cycle, it outputs a new architecture.
Let's unpack limit cycle because it's really vital. Think of it like a stable orbit. Initially, the paradox throws the system's logic into chaos, right? It's spiraling.
Yeah.
But if the AI can navigate the question space and find a stable, repeatable mathematical loop that integrates the contradiction without breaking, it has found a limit cycle.
So a stable loop equals a new architecture.
Precisely. Well, essentially, yes. A key maxim in this theory is periodic equals solved.
Periodic equals solved.
When the chaos organizes into a stable orbit, the paradox is tamed. And if the system goes even further and achieves entropy collapse, meaning all uncertainty drops to absolute zero, it results in an entirely new theory of computation.
But sweeping that frequency dial or forcing an AI to calculate infinite paradox trajectories, that requires massive computational power.
Oh, absolutely.
Which brings us to Module 5, the economics of the framework. Energy threshold breakthrough mapping. We really have to talk about what it actually costs to force these phase transitions.
Because innovation is not free. In the TBP, the AI literally has to pay with work to discover breakthroughs. The framework categorizes these costs into energy thresholds, ranging from T1 to T5.
And the deeper the innovation, the higher the energy costs.
Exactly.
Let's break those down real quick. T1 is low energy. This is your basic incremental tuning. It's the AI adjusting a learning rate schedule to get a slightly better result within the current rules.
Like polishing a car.
Right. T2 is medium energy. This gets you minor architectural shifts, like discovering residual connections, tweaking how layers talk to each other to smooth out the learning process.
Then you hit the massive jumps. T3 is high energy. Paying a T3 cost buys you an algorithmic breakthrough. It means creating a completely new mathematical mechanism for an old problem, like inventing the attention mechanism itself.
It's changed everything.
Yeah. And then T4 is maximum energy, which pays for a full paradigm shift. This would be like abandoning backpropagation entirely for a gradient-free learning method.
And finally, T5, extreme energy, the meta-paradox. Paying this cost yields a completely new theory of computation itself, like moving from silicon-based logic to quantum or biological computing.
Just completely rewriting reality.
Yeah. And what absolutely blew my mind was how this document retroactively applies these energy thresholds to human history.
Oh, the historical validation is where the theory moves from abstract math to a highly compelling roadmap. If we connect this to the bigger picture, look at the 2012 AlexNet breakthrough in image classification.
This is a perfect example. Before 2012, convolutional neural networks, or CNNs, were completely stagnant. Human researchers were literally handcrafting feature detectors.
Yeah, pixel by pixel almost.
They were writing code to tell the computer, this is what an edge looks like, this is what a shadow looks like. And accuracy had just plateaued around 75%.
So The system was at an entropy plateau. If we look at what happened through the lens of the TBP, what was the injected paradox?
Right.
The paradox was, stop telling the machine what to look for. What if we just use raw pixels, massive data, and unprecedented compute?
And at the time, that sounded totally inefficient and chaotic. But the question trajectory became, can deeper, completely unguided networks learn better features on their own? And the result was an absolute entropy collapse.
AlexNet completely shattered the accuracy records and kicked off the entire modern deep learning era.
But look at the cost. It required a T3 energy level. It took 6 straight days of intensive, continuous GPU training to resolve that paradox and stabilize the new architecture. They paid with work.
They absolutely did. And the document applies the exact same logic to the 2017 Transformer breakthrough.
Oh, this one is fascinating.
Yeah, before Transformers, sequence modeling, like translating languages, relied on LSTMs. But LSTMs process words sequentially, one by one.
Like reading a book word by word.
Right. So if a paragraph was too long, they would literally forget the beginning of the sentence by the time they reached the end. It was an issue called vanishing gradients, a massive stagnation point.
So what was the paradox injected by the researchers at Google? It was, what if we don't process sequentially at all? What if attention is literally all you need?
And they replaced recurrence entirely with parallel attention, allowing the model to look at every word in a sentence simultaneously.
Another massive entropy collapse and another massive T3 energy cost paid via scalable parallel computing.
We have spent the last decade viewing AlexNet and the Transformer paper as these organic lightning strike moments of human genius, but the TBP retroactively frames them as perfectly predictable, high-energy algorithmic collapses.
It makes innovation look less like magic and more like a physics equation you can just systematically balance. I mean, if you input the paradox and apply the T3 energy, the breakthrough is practically inevitable.
Which changes everything about resource allocation. Right now, we spend billions of dollars and megawatts of electricity training stagnant models to be just a tiny bit better.
The grind phase.
Yeah. If this framework is correct, we should be intentionally investing that massive compute power into the ODE CCT algorithms. We should be spending energy specifically to navigate paradoxes and force high collapse innovations.
Which perfectly sets up the final, most crucial section of the text. Because if this framework perfectly models the past, how does it solve our future? Right now, the AI industry is stuck in a massive trap.
We are definitely at a new stagnation point. The text uses energy-efficient learning as its primary future breakthrough target. Today's large language models require unscalable amounts of compute.
They're just power-hungry giants.
Exactly. We are literally discussing whether we need to build dedicated nuclear power plants just to keep scaling them up.
The entropy plateau is flashing red. So, applying the TBP, what is the paradox injection to save us? The text proposes an anti-backpropagation paradox. What if models learn without gradient descent?
Let's translate gradient descent real quick. It is the fundamental way AI learns today. Imagine the AI is blindfolded on a mountain trying to find the lowest valley.
Yep.
Gradient descent is the math that lets it feel the slope with its foot and take one step down. Millions of times. It is incredibly effective, but it requires calculating the slope for billions of parameters on every single step. That is why AI consumes so much electricity.
So injecting a paradox that says learn without feeling the slope seems totally impossible. But the resulting question path the AI must navigate is, can equilibrium systems self-organize?
Exactly. Instead of a blindfolded walker taking millions of calculated steps, an equilibrium system is more like water flowing down the mountain.
Well, that makes sense.
It naturally, physically settles into the lowest state without having to consciously calculate the slope of every single pebble. The breakthrough target here, the collapse event the TBP is aiming for, is sparse, event-driven learning models that only consume energy when a change actually occurs.
So what does this all mean? For you, the listener, who might be reading the headlines about AI draining the global energy grid, this document offers a really profound perspective shift.
It really does.
The path forward isn't just building bigger power plants to sustain a stagnant architecture. The solution is forcing the AI to mathematically wrestle with the paradox of learning without the very mechanisms that currently consume all that power.
It's the ultimate synthesis of the TDP manifesto. By systematically injecting contradictions and tracking the resulting entropy, we force AI out of its parameter-heavy comfort zone. It stops being a passive pattern matcher and becomes an active paradox navigator.
It completely flips the script on how we approach progress. So to summarize the deep dive, breakthroughs aren't lucky discoveries. They are mathematical collapses. Paradoxes aren't glitches that crash the system. They're the high-octane fuel required for innovation.
And compute energy is the currency you spend to traverse the question space.
Exactly. And perhaps most importantly, uncertainty and stagnation are not signs of failure. They are the flashing alarms that a massive phase transition is just waiting to be triggered.
It provides a rigorous map to navigate the unknown, ensuring we don't just get trapped in endless loops of diminishing returns.
And that leaves us with a final thought, inspired by the closing lines of the source text. The document asks if its framework should be aggressively formalized and attached to currently unsolved machine learning problems, things like causal inference or continuous learning.
Right.
But I want to challenge you, the listener, to look at your own domain, look at your industry, your research, or even your personal projects. Where have you hit an entropy plateau? Where are you just grinding harder for diminishing return?
We all have those areas.
Instead of looking for that one clean missing puzzle piece to add to a picture that isn't getting any clearer, well, what is the single chaotic paradox you could inject into your baseline assumptions today? What contradiction could you force yourself to navigate to trigger your own breakthrough collapse? Don't just search for the answer. Tune the frequency. Force the pieces to snap.